Yeah, see. So this, oh. Yeah, thank you for the meeting and thank you for the invitation. My name is Silke, I'm a German addict. Yeah, it's an international disease and and I'm feeling very warm welcomed here in London. I'm here since 2 or 3 months. Yeah, I'm working here and it's really great, the fellowship. Where should I begin? Yeah, fellowship, NA, yeah. We do have that in Germany too, because we have addicts. I'm coming from Berlin, party city number one in Germany, so the fellowship is growing and it's getting international more and more. We have, I guess, every day an international meeting in Berlin, and it's really powerful. It helps a lot of people, and I think I'm 5 years clean now, and but it's not me, that's for sure. It's well done of my higher power and the fellowship, because when I started to get clean, people in my ex-surrounding, friends, in these days, no one really believed that I have a drug problem, you know. I was surrounded on my job or friends. They all were either drinking, drugging, or doing it. You know, it was normal. And I thought I'm the champion of drugs, drug taking, you know. I was always the last one. And it worked for quite a while, for a long time. It worked really good, and I thought that's part of living, taking drugs. My family did it. My father did it. I grew up in the suburb of West Berlin, and in a family, my mother was really sick. She could handle. She had a really awful disease. My father was never there, and no one really talked about feelings. They took care of me. No one hit me. You know, it was not obvious. This dysfunctional family, but I don't know. I didn't miss something in my childhood. You know, it was not that. I hated my mother. I hated my mother because she was sick, and I always wanted to have a different mother. Sometimes I thought maybe I'm adopted, I'm the only child, so I had no brothers and sisters to talk with. And I was a nurse. She had multiple sclerosis, and in these days, no one really knew what she had, and so I was, I was the one who was taking care of her. My father was always absent, he had to work. So it was clear that I have to be tough, and I tried to escape as much as I could, you know. I was just at home to nurse. And as soon as it possible came up, I went away, you know. I was traveling, you know, escaping. That was my childhood, and I don't know if I would be not an addict, if I have a happy family. I really don't know. It came like it came, and I don't blame anyone for that anymore, and this is something which I really learned through the steps, because in the last years of my using, everyone was responsible for what happened to me. You know, it was either it was a job, the wrong man, whatever. You know, I was total. I remember I was really a victim when I came to the rooms, and I went to treatment by myself, and that was, you know, in Germany we had that, and you had to go to self-help groups no matter what. That was part of the therapy these days, and so I tried out a few, you know, there are many of them. And I remember my first NA meeting. It was not in a hospital, it was my neighborhood where I live. And there was this cool blonde girl with rastas. And I never saw a person like that clean. You know, for me, all the freaks were on drugs. And it was so new. I don't know, maybe we should teach our kids that it's possible, you know, like it was so correlated, you know, everyone who was too interesting or in art or doing something had to do drugs, you know, the other one were the boring ones. And so I was really impressed, and then this lady told me, because I was totally rock bottom, you know, I was clueless. And she said, yeah, it's great, maybe you come back. And then I was this woman, this winner in my eyes. And I said, yeah, I want to be like her. And we're still friends. And of course, she's human, like every one of us. But I needed that. I needed that love and this acceptance. And I didn't feel really attractive these days. You know, I was born back. I don't know what I was. I was just surviving every day. And then the steps came into my life. That's what I wanted to say. And I hate therapy, to be honest. I always sticked with the winners. It was always in my life like that. You know, I'm still the person I am, you know. And I remember when I was doing sports in my childhood and my trainer, you know, lost a game against me, he was a loser. So when every time when I tried therapy because I thought my life is not working, I don't know, I thought you have no clue at all. And here suddenly I saw tons of people, you know, I was also in other countries living, and I could learn from the winners, you know, that's what really impressed me. There are people outside who are living a clean life, a happy life, and are still freaks. And it's possible. That gave me it gave me hope. It gave me really hope. Because I thought my life was getting totally boring when I stopped drugging, you know, and I lost all of my friends. So maybe I have two best friends. They survived with me. I'm really sorry because they had to hear all the stories outside of the fellowship, and we grew together. But all the other friends are gone now. Or maybe I see them once in a while, but there's no really anything really going on, you know. But I found really strong people here, you know, like really strong people, the one I always was looking for, I guess. Because, I needed to get clean, otherwise I wouldn't sit here anymore, I wouldn't have that job. I mean, if you ask me 5 years ago where I am, and now I'm sitting here with people who hardly understand me, and talking in the thing here, that was not my plan, to be honest, that was someone else's plan. And that was also a hard lesson I had to learn over the years, that I'm not the center of the universe, one thing, and I can't control. That was another thing, and it's better to let go of things, and then suddenly better things coming up, or things I never thought with my low self-confidence, or how you say that it could be possible for me. I always thought it's possible for other people, but I thought. That I can really live a happy life, you know. Just for example, I'm a workaholic now, that's for sure, but I take care and I have the steps, and I know my boundaries now. I'm a little bit overworked, but today my daughter came to London and she's at home because she's living in Barcelona, blah, blah. But we have a great relationship to each other now. And quitting with drugs was for her really a big part of her childhood. I mean, she knew me when I was drugging, and she knew me when I was doing really strange things. But when she saw me without drugs, she was amazed, you know, because she also had this trap in her brain, you know, just a freaky, you know, you have to take drugs because we are, yeah, that's somehow normal, strangely enough. So when I changed, she changed too, you know, now she's a vegetarian. Still a freak, a beautiful woman, living in Barcelona, living her life, went to Brazil, gaining weight, running a marathon. And so if I, you know, like if we all stop with something which is not good for us, then it's like a chain reaction suddenly. And it was also not my plan, you know. Even at work, when I talk with people, they are always surprised, like, oh. It's hard to understand, but I'm a slow step worker, to be honest, because I'm so busy with living happy. My sponsor has the biggest patience in the world since I have her. You know, she's never putting any pressure on me. This is what I'm doing mainly, I'm on the seventh step now. I mean, many, many bad things happened before I came here, but that's a long story. And I don't know. Sometimes it feels really still unreal that I'm on the other side of my life. And I don't want to die because it's so great right now. Sometimes I'm afraid. I'm fucking afraid. But I don't know. I lost the desire using drugs, which is really a miracle. I mean, you don't know me before, but for me, it's still a miracle. Yeah. And you're very welcome to Berlin every time. There's a really great, great fellowship, and I miss them sometimes because here it's so crowded and full. And yeah. I miss them. Sometimes I miss them. I went there last week, and it was the first thing I did. I went to a meeting after the airport. So, I would be lost if you are not here. So, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.